This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In a new book, former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge writes that he knew he had to resign. That revelation came after a meeting just ahead of the 2004 presidential election. At that meeting, he writes, two members of President Bush's cabinet argued for an increase in the security threat level. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, Ridge remembers they cited an ominous new videotape from Osama bin Laden.
A week before voters went to the polls in November 2004 to choose between President Bush and Democrat John Kerry, the fresh bin Laden tape aired on Al Jazeera. In his book, Ridge says he and his staff determined that the tape did not warrant raising the threat level again, as they had after that summer's Democratic National Convention. Still, a meeting of the Homeland Security Council was convened, and Attorney General John Ashcroft and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld argued for a higher alert. Ridge writes that he wondered at the time, quote, is this about security or politics? That's a question critics of the Bush administration asked then and continue to ask today. Former White House Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend, who chaired the meeting in 2004 and agreed the threat level did not need to change, now disputes Ridge's statement about political pressure.
There was absolutely no discussion of politics. The only thing that I can recall is on the margins of the meeting, sort of after it was breaking up, there was some discussion that we were glad that the decision had been made not to raise it, or the recommendation was being made not to raise it, because there was concern actually to the opposite, that if it had been raised based on the intelligence, that people might misunderstand it and punish the president for having raised it.
Speaking to NPR in 2005 as he prepared to leave his job, Ridge himself described decisions on the threat level like this.
The decision to raise or lower the threat will not be predicated on politics.
Ridge is not giving interviews until his book is released on September 1st. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.